Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, February 6, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports Apple is considering releasing an iPhone Ultra as soon as early next year that would slot above the iPhone Pro Max, both in terms of price and features. Gurman previously reported Apple considered rebranding the iPhone 15 Pro Max to the iPhone 15 Ultra, but this report suggests it would be a separate model. As far as differentiation, Gurman suggests Apple could use a faster processor, better camera hardware, or a larger display. Gurman also reports Apple doesn't plan to release an updated Mac Studio desktop in the near future. He reports Apple will likely focus high-end M2-based chips on the upcoming Apple Silicon Mac Pro and either never update the Mac Studio or wait until M3 or M4 chip generations. In a regulatory filing, Dell Technologies disclosed it will cut about 6,650 jobs, impacting about 5% of its global workforce. Dell already made significant cuts to its workforce, with its lowest headcount in 6 years, eliminating over 38,000 jobs since a peak at the end of January 2020. Analysts at IDC found Dell's PC shipments fell 37% on the year in Q4, the largest among major PC producers. Last week, Twitter announced it would shut down free access to its API on February 9th. CEO Elon Musk subsequently said that after receiving developer feedback, Twitter will provide a write-only API for bots providing good content that is free. No word on what constitutes good content. In other Twitter news, according to internal messages seen by The Information, Twitter plans to charge businesses $1,000 per month for its Verified for Organizations gold checkmarks, as well as $50 per month for each affiliated business account. Twitter launched early access for verification for organizations last month. The EU has formally objected to Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard. The principal objection is that Microsoft might reduce competition specifically by owning Call of Duty. Microsoft says it's confident it can address the objections. The New York Times' sources also say Microsoft expects the UK's Competition and Markets Authority to oppose the deal as well. Microsoft released an optional update to Windows 11 22H2, which will collect diagnostic and performance data to help Microsoft identify the number of users who are running out of support or soon to be out of support versions of Office. This comes ahead of the end of support for Office 2013 on April 11th, but will also look for installs of Office 2010 and 2007. Microsoft says the update won't impact the functionality of out of support versions of Office, but warns that these don't receive security updates for known vulnerabilities. Samsung's senior vice president of mobile business in India, Raju Pulan, said the company began assembling its phone portfolio in India. He also said that Samsung received double the orders for its Galaxy S23 launch within the first 24 hours in India compared to last generation, with nearly 140,000 units. Indian state media reports that the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology began enforcing an emergency order that will ban 138 gambling and 94 loan service apps in the country. Some apps were banned for violating rules from the Reserve Bank of India, which requires lenders to receive user consent to increase credit limits and explicitly disclose annual loan rates. Others were banned over concerns that they were being used for espionage and propaganda. The EU's proposed Artificial Intelligence Act seeks to govern AI apps based on perceived risks. In its draft state, it likely creates legal liability for general-purpose AI systems. At the EU Open Source Policy Summit, GitHub CEO Thomas Domke called on making an exemption in the act for open-source developers, arguing that the compliance burden of the law should fall on entities shipping products, rather than independent open-source devs that often don't stand to profit from their contributions. The EU will vote on a draft version of the AI Act in the coming months. Samsung opened pre-orders for its curved 34-inch Quantum Dot Odyssey OLED G8 gaming monitor for $1,499. It first showed off the monitor at IFA 2022 back in August. The monitor offers 3440 by 1440 resolution, a 175Hz refresh rate, and up to 400 nits of peak brightness. It also integrates Samsung's gaming hub for directly using cloud gaming services like GeForce Now and Xbox Game Pass. And finally, the crypto exchange Binance launched a tax obligation calculator for users in Canada and France. This supports reporting up to 100,000 transactions, making it easier to calculate gains and losses in a tax year. The company plans to bring it to other regions, as well as support for wallets outside of Binance. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.